Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God's Talk Radio, another thrilling, chilling, spilling episode up on the hill, 84 PA. We're live and in color. Well, let's get started with the shout-outs. I'm going to get a shout-out to the big Flamingo K Coffee Club down in Bradenton, Florida, where they drink to their heart's content of coffee. Wish I was down there, fellas. Nice and warm, I'll bet. Another shout-out to my buddy up there in Scottsdale, if he's listening. Another shout-out to Will Dog in Columbus, if he's listening. And Dustin in Davenport. Big shout-out to the D&T Home Watch. Know all about those guys. Well, let's get to the action right away here. Steeler talk. Steelers lost yesterday. Everybody's blaming Tomlin. Now, if you call, I want to know why you're blaming, if you do blame him, and I want to know why and how you think the Steelers are going to win the next two games without Ben. And if you want to talk about the Penguins, that's fine too. But yesterday's game was not the – I can't put the loss on a field goal, attempt. That's ridiculous. And all these morons in Pittsburgh are putting that loss – on a field goal attempt. They said fourth down three, you go for it. And they're so sure you're going to make it. So sure. What makes them so sure? Hey, how about giving me the Powerball numbers, okay, if you're so sure of that. But let's get to the phone here. We got a phone call right now. Let's go here right now. Let's talk about it. All right, you're live. God's Talk Radio. Bring it on. Matt.
The Will Dog.
Hey, just Will Dog from Columbus.
You got it, man. How you doing?
All right. Where you been the last few weeks? We've been missing you around here.
I know. You know what? They got me. I'm in the woods with that illegal still. Tell Merv, you know?
I know that beer's coming pretty damn soon.
Uh-huh. We
Captain
turned into
Willie
one of those, I'm one of those hillbilly bootleggers out here in Columbus, you know? I got to surface every once in a while.
Watch they don't handcuff you, brother. Take you out in handcuffs, shackles.
I hear you. Hey, I got the
right
of
that illegal
steel
up in there mountains up in where you living now? Columbus.
Columbus.
Yep.
Hey, sad day out here, God, man, at Ohio State lost. People are they don't got that extra pep in their step, if you know what I mean. So
I hear you, but there's a lot of tear jerking going on down there.
Oh, yeah. But I got to tell you, to your point, that's exactly what I was going to call about today. Everybody's blaming Tomlin. You know, the article I read was that he wasn't aggressive enough and just decided not to go for it where he normally does. And my argument to that is that you have a guy like Landry Jones who's only started three times. So you don't have like a veteran QB back there in the pocket, you know, where you could just trust them in a fourth down scenario to go for it. So I think
good point.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think in Tomlin's defense, you know, I think he did what he had to do. Tried to manage the game as best as he could without having your star QB in there. You know, outside of that, you really can't blame the guy.
I mean, how dare he lose to the best quarterback on the planet and the best coach with a third string quarterback?
Exactly. Exactly. I got to tell you guys, you know, it's a whole different scenario if you got Ben healthy, you know, and you know, you're not taking chances, you're not taking risks. And I can see where they would, you know, criticize him for, you know, hey, maybe taking that field goal there, or you know, he got criticized for taking a longer field goal with Boswell. And but you know, I got to tell you, I think the guy was kind of handcuffed. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get out of your backup, and you know, I think Jones did, you know, pretty well going against, like you said, the number one QB. You know, he held his own. I mean, it wasn't pretty, but he held his own. So what more can you expect?
Yeah, I mean, Jones is what he is. He's a backup quarterback. He's not a starter in this league, and he's not an elite quarterback. So I think all in all, you better blame the defense for that loss, because that's who beat the Steelers, the defense. The defense, in Cam Hayward's terms, is – well, in Shazier's terms, too, is shitty.
Yeah.
So they stunk, and they stink, and they better get their act together, or it's going to be a long year. So they don't know when the big boy's coming back, so could be a long year.
Yeah, it could. You know, all you can do is, you know, you can hope that after the bye week, maybe you got Ben out another game or two, and you know, you hope he's healed up, but you're right. It could be a pretty long year.
The 4th-and-3 field goal attempt, okay?
Yes.
It was wide, right, whatever. Now,
yes.
You're telling me, everybody's telling me, everybody says, oh, he should have went for it. Well, that means, okay, you know for sure that would have, he could have made the 3 yards, Landry Jones. So you're telling me you know for sure he could have made the first down. Right? That's what you're telling me. That's what they're telling me. That's what they're saying.
You got a and you know what, guys? I got to tell you, you got a backup QB, third start ever, and you know, to have that kind of confidence in a guy, I think you'd be a fool, you know.
Right. I tell you, the field goal. If he'd have made it, they'd have said, "Well, here's." If he'd have made it, they'd have said, "Well, that was a old boy. That was, you know, they take a chance and he's lucky he made." And they wouldn't have said, you know, nothing would have been said. But if you're going to wait for that one play to criticize and want to fire somebody over that one play,
asinine.
You tell me who you want for a coach. We go through this every year.
Yep.
Around here in this bush town. This is a Bush time with Bush fans. They stink. They booed Bradshaw out of here. They booed Noel. They booed Cowher. They want Tomlin out. I know why they want him out. They never wanted him in since the day he got hired. But, this town is a Bush League town, sports town. And if you lose a game, God bless you as a coach because you're gone.
I got to tell you guys, I mean, outside, you're right about the defense. And you know, the defense did make a couple, decent plays there, but you know, I got to tell you, there's not much you know. He went in there with a game plan. You got to be somewhat conservative. You got a guy that is he's certainly not Roethlisberger, you know, or a Manning or a Brady, that's for sure. So you know, you stick to your game plan. You try to be conservative, and you know, I mean, hey, they were in it up until the second half. Things kind of fell apart, but you know, that's what, you know, Brady is a. He's a surgeon out there, you know? I mean, the guy's a surgeon.
Hey, I got a little tidbit for you. Nostalgia, a trivia question here.
Sure.
Who was the only player to win MVP in both leagues? And for that, we'll give you a case of beer if you guess.
I'm going to Peyton Manning.
No, I mean in the – baseball.
Oh, baseball.
He was the only player to win MVP in both leagues. And if you guess it, like going on your computer, I don't know if you will or not, anybody out there.
No.
I'll give you a case of Captain Woolley's beer free.
Oh.
If anybody can guess that, give me a call, and Captain Willie's beer, when it's online, you'll be the first to get it.
I'm good. So MVP both leagues. Ah,
right.
Man. That's a tough one, guys. Man, I don't know.
I will give the answer at the bottom of the show. Anybody out there that knows, give me a call. Thank you.
And speaking of Major League, I mean, I got to ask you, one last question. I'm sure you're getting floating up there with callers and all that. What do you think? What do you think, McCutcheon? Where's his? You think he's in a Pirates uniform next year, or you think he's out of here?
I think he's gone.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like I told you before, okay. Will Dog, nobody on that team. There's no one on that team I wouldn't trade. If I had the right deal. Now, whether the Pirates can get the right deal or not is another question. You know?
See, I think I figured out Huntington's strategy, because what they did was they let go of Schofield, you know, to free up that third base coach position. So they may trade Cutchin straight up for a third base coach, you know, one of those.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the World Series is guaranteed. Nick Leva and Rick Schofield are gone.
Exactly.
That's who they're blaming it on.
Exactly. Oh, geez.
Well, I will say one thing. They'll probably win one or two more games with that Schofield or Schofield off third base. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Let me run this by you real quick. Speaking of we'll change the subject to the Penguins here a little bit. Now, all the Steeler fans say every time the Steelers lose, their team wasn't prepared and they want to fire the coach, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the other day, the Penguins got beat 5-1. Sullivan, the coach, just won the Stanley Cup. I mean, his team looked like they were totally unprepared. Should we fire Sully?
Should we? You know, I got to tell you, guys, that's the thing that I you know, when it comes down to some of the fans out in Pittsburgh, I got to tell you, you know, and especially in football, and I think everybody knows, any given Sunday, anything can happen. You know, sometimes you show up to play, sometimes you don't. You don't know what player's, you know, having a hard time with his girlfriend, maybe having some financial stuff going on. You don't know what's in the mind of these guys. Maybe he didn't sleep well that night, or he was out too late. You know, all these things come into effect. I mean, that's what makes sports so interesting, because from weekend to weekend, you have no idea. I mean, look at a perfect example, Ohio State and Penn State. Nobody in a million years would have thought that game would have ended like that.
Nope. What a long shot that was, huh? Holy hell.
I'm telling you, a block punt, and hey, next thing you know, the momentum changes, and, you know, it shifts over, and the Nittany Lions pull one out.
I mean, now, it was unbelievable. I woke up the next day, I said, halftime, I turned it off, went to bed, and I said, this game's over. Ohio State's going to, you know, kill this team. But I woke up the next day, bingo, I couldn't believe it. Penn State wins. I said, what the?
So I guess what do you do? Fire Urban Meyer. So he didn't come prepared.
Around here, he'd be on the hot seat. You know? I think Sully's on the hot seat right now. Sully ain't on the hot seat yet. If he loses a couple more games, they'll be calling for his head.
Yeah. Hey, it's
I remember
happen.
People
you know,
in this time boot Terry Bradshaw out of here. And there's a Hall of Fame quarterback. They booed him out of here. They booed Nolak. They booed Kyler. They booed everybody around here. You either win a Super Bowl every year, or you're nothing. You stink.
Because at the end of the day, guys, this is where I agree with you. At the end of the day, I did not see Tomlin on the field, suited up and pads and a helmet. Didn't see it.
Exactly.
So
exactly. Well, Will Dog, let me get to this next call. I think I got Dustin from Davenport on here.
Hey, you got it. Thanks for taking the call, guys, man. Great show.
Thanks for calling, Will Dog. Catch
All
you.
Right.
Let's get to the other call. Hello, Gos Talk Radio.
Hello.
This is Dustin from Davenport.
This is Dustin from Davenport. I'd like to answer your trivia question. I submitted it online. But I want to say it here. I think it's Bo Jackson. Is he the only MVP for both leagues?
Nope.
No? Okay. That was my guess. Nope. That was the only one I knew that played baseball and football. So that's who I went with.
No, I meant both leagues, both American League and National League.
I thought you meant football and baseball.
Yep. Can you get another guess?
I'm not really sure. That was the only thing I knew.
Okay. Stay tuned. I'll tell you at the end of the show.
All right.
What's up? What's on that noggin? What's going on?
Not too much. I just wanted to add to what you said about the Penn State-Ohio State game. I was shocked because this is a Penn State team that got wiped out by Michigan, and Ohio State's just as like a caliber as Michigan is, so I thought it'd be a 40-14 blowout. I just can't believe that Penn State beat them. Penn State, you know, they lost to Pitt by a couple points. Pitt's not bad, but I'm just saying Ohio State is three times the team, you know, Pitt will ever be. But, I mean, I still can't believe it. That might be the upset of the year.
I'll bet everybody in Davenport was just shocked.
Oh. There was my manager, my boss, he said, oh, I guess Penn State won. People were talking about it at work. So, because, you know, down here, they don't really, Big Ten sports, they don't really follow that. They're all about the SEC. But.
Yeah. Well, give me some more. What do you got on the, any Steeler news or what?
Well, I guess.
The opinions?
I didn't get to see the game. I was at work, but I still think they'll be fine because they're missing some. Sammy Coates wasn't able to play. D'Angelo Williams was out. The defense, I think, I don't know. I feel like they'll eventually get it together. I mean, they played well. They were a game away from, or a couple plays away from beating Denver last year. I realized Denver's offense was not what it was, but they hung in most games last year, so I don't see why they can't do, you know, play like they did last year. They'll just, you know, need some more time to get it all together.
Yeah, that Baltimore game is going to be pretty big. That's either
is it at home? Is it at home or is it in Baltimore?
In Baltimore, that's the scary part.
Yeah,
and then they got Dallas
the
following week, so
could
be 4-5 here in no time.
Speaking of Dallas, are they going to go back to Romo?
So Jerry Jones wants.
That's going to be hysterical because they're going to lose. They're going to miss. Something's going to go terribly wrong. I hope he puts back Romo. All the pressure would be on Romo.
Oh, that would be
hysterical. I hope.
It wouldn't happen to a better guy. With Dak Prescott, I like that kid. I told you before. If they bench that kid, I'll tell you what, they had to pick at the game because those games down there, because that kid's a real deal. I don't care what anybody says. I like that kid coming out. I wish the Steelers would have drafted him. They got Landry Jones. Landry Jones is strictly a backup quarterback, that's all. He's lucky to be that. There were some times yesterday in that game, Dustin, he could have run for a first down. He didn't. Even 39-year-old Brady ran for first downs. That's what killed the Steeler, broke her back. They had him. He ran for first downs. I bet he did that like 4 or 5 times. I mean, Landry Jones sat back in a pocket. When nobody's open, he just, you know, forces it or throws it over their head or run for the first down. Don't be afraid. Run. I'm yelling at the TV. Run! You got it. There's nobody there. Run. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Use your legs. The Steelers have had a lot of strictly backups. Like Charlie Batts, you knew he was a backup. I mean, not every backup's going to be, like you said, Joe Namath, but I'm saying there's a lot of times where they've had, you know, most of their backups, you knew they weren't going to become the starter.
Well, Charlie Batts was a starter in this league. He was a starter in the NFL.
Yeah, you knew Bass wasn't challenging Ben for the, you know, position.
Right.
You knew it was.
Right.
You knew.
Listen, Davenport, I got to get off here. I got to get another caller on. They're stacking like cordwood. 50, 60 people waiting to get on here. Listening to the trivia question. I'll tell you at the end.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Who's the next caller?
Hello.
Next caller, Murr. This is Murr from Florida.
Yes, it is, brother. How you doing?
What's up, Murr from Florida?
I was just
welcome to Goss Talk Radio.
I was just listening to Dustin from Davenport. That's what he's quite the magician, riding a horse, drinking coffee, and talking on the
he's quite he the does magician. All them well, too.
Yes,
and coaches.
Yes.
He's a coach, too.
Well, I'm not so sure I agree with all of them about the Steelers. I think they got spanked. I don't know. They got to get the first teamers back before they're going to ever compete, I'll tell you that. They're 4-3, and I don't know. They sure didn't. Landon Jones isn't going to cut it for them.
I said he's strictly a backup. He's never going to. If they got to go with him the next 3 games, they're finished.
Well, if, like I say, if Ben's out 4 or 5 weeks, they're going to be so far behind the eight ball. It's not even funny.
Oh, right, but, right.
Talk about the Penn State game, huh? As you know, I'm not a big Penn State fan, but kudos to them.
But you grew up in New York.
No, it's a difficult choice. I don't know which team I hate worse. But I'm not Ohio State either. But obviously Ohio State was looking down the road. They had a chance to win the game and didn't do it. And you can't let somebody hang around. So that's what happened. So anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The Oaks won.
That's what happens. That's what happens in the Steelers. They let these bad teams hang around or not focused, you get beat.
Yep. Well, I didn't have a chance to watch the Steelers.
3 weeks.
I got on just towards the end, and I saw the two big drives that New England had. Some big plays in each one. I knew Blunt would be fired up to play against the Steelers after what happened with the Steelers with him.
Yep.
They're a good team. Mm-hmm. As much as I don't care for them either. They're you can't take it away from them. They're a good team. They're well coached.
Oh yeah. Brady's best boy.
What's this trigger question? I'm sitting here at a ball game. I'm getting ready for Rex to play. The perfect storm may be forming. The umpire hasn't shown. So she could be getting ready.
This could be another couple of videos. I hope.
The perfect storm is. I can see the clouds starting to form as I speak.
I'll bet Rex hope it storms instead of the other alternative.
Yeah. Rex is paying people to try to get him down. How about you? You went up.
Rex sees his batting average sinking quite low after his batting average ain't gonna sky high with the Lukey behind the dish.
I rode to the game with Luke, and I says, "Do not call your brother out on strikes today." He goes, "If it's there, Papa, I've got to."
Oh, shit. That's good. That's good. I'll bet Luke is doing his Hail Marys, or Brexy. You there, brother? I seen the lost old Murr from Florida. You there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry about that. I said, I'll put it on the video, and I will make sure I don't cut it off this time.
Oh, yeah. You got to video that. Priceless.
Yep.
My trivia question was this. Who was the in National League and American League? Who was the only player to win Most Valuable Player in both leagues?
Was it Frank Thomas?
Nope.
Most Valuable Player in both leagues. That's a good one.
If you'd have guessed it, I'd give you a case of Captain Willie's beer when it goes online.
I'll find out.
Listen to the end of the show, and I'll tell you who was. You got six minutes at the end of the show, and I'll tell you who it was. You'll know who it was, and I thought you had it there, but you didn't.
Well, I thought for sure it was him.
No. Not Frank Thomas.
Trying to think here, bud. I don't know. That slips my mind.
Okay.
Well, I'll listen for it.
You hang in there and listen. I'll tell you.
I will do it. All right, bud.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Thanks for calling. All right. Bye-bye. That's Murr from Florida. Well, we get Dustin from Davenport back on. Wow. Hello? Dustin?
I'm just listening to the show. I was on my phone. Oh, and I thought you could still listen to it through your phone once the show ended instead of hanging up. That's why, because I wasn't by my computer. So I was just listening to Murr.
I thought you maybe had a trivia question.
I guess... I'm throwing another guess. Is it Ken Griffey Jr.? I don't know.
Nope. It's a tough one. You probably won't guess because it's before your time. But I will tell you at the end of the show, and you probably maybe not even know this guy.
What time period was it?
I believe it was the 60s and 70s.
60s, yeah, I definitely probably wouldn't
yeah.
know it. But that's a good question. You found some three people, Will,
yep.
myself,
yep.
and Merv.
Yep.
Merv, that's awesome. Who wouldn't want to be at that game if Luke, is it Rex umpiring or is Luke? Who's umpiring tonight?
Luke's umpiring the game, and Rexy's batting. He sent me videos, and it was the most hilarious thing I ever watched. I'm still laughing every time I watch him.
That's awesome.
That's
the game of the day, not Denver versus Houston. That game, who really cares about? Brock Osweiler's probably going to be wheeled out on a stretcher because the Denver defense is going
to... I'm going to tell all these listeners are listening. On the world, coast to coast, on Gostock Ready. Get down here to Florida and watch that Rex and Luke baseball game. It's worth the flight,
yeah.
Believe me. Get down there right now, because I'll tell you what, it is worth the view. I thoroughly enjoyed the videos, and if Lukey umpires this game, it's going to be one to see. And Rexy, your batting average is going down, buddy. I hate to say it, but old Rexy was batting 400, then Lukey started umpiring, he dropped the goddamn 150. Three games. they're funny, man. That was funny. Well, gosh,
okay.
I got to get off here because I'm going to be signing off in a couple minutes, and you stay tuned because I'll tell you who that was. That trivia
All right.
question. All right,
Sounds
buddy.
Good.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Dusty from Davenport. Well, we had a little couple laughs today. We got to talk about, man, how about Wild Dog calling in from Columbus? I thought for sure he was doing 5-10 up in there. I didn't hear from him for a while. He was probably up in the woods getting that steel ready. Tell you what, you get that Captain Willie's beer online. Damn. Old Dublin, Ohio will never be the same. Believe me. Just stay out of jail, Captain Willie. Stay out of jail, Will Dog. But, yeah, we got a minute and a half left, and it was a good show. We had our usual call. Other people don't call. They don't know what they're missing with this show. Believe me, we say it like it is. We tell it like it is here. Well, we got the off week this week for the Steelers. And rumor is, baseball-wise, that Kutch is on the block to the Yankees maybe. So, think about that. We could have talked about that. Maybe next week we'll have some more info on that deal. But about the Indians in the World Series, Cubs. I don't know. Cubbies look like they're destined. How about the Indians, though? They surprised me. I think they surprised a lot of people. How about them win? If they win the series, how about Cleveland up on the lake? Wow. Mistake on the lake? Two championships in 1 year? After 500 years of not winning nothing? Wow. They'll be going nuts up there. Man, Lake Erie will be, it'll be overflowing with booze up there. What to send them some Captain Willie's beer up there? Keep them going. All right, we got about 20 seconds left, and as promised, I will tell you who that MVP of the league was in both leagues, and National League and American League. It was none other than the great Frank Robinson. Signing off. Goodbye.